Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie, now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm really glad that you are. By the way, I am Michael Brown. Isn't that amazing how they do that? We spent, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars on consulting firms to figure out what to name this program. And I said, well, I don't know, why don't we call it The Weekend with Michael Brown? And they're like, yeah, that's brilliant. Let's do that. So that's what you're listening to right now. And we have rules of engagement on this program, and you got to follow the rules or you can't listen, all right? First and foremost, if you want to interact with the program, which I love when you do, because sometimes you screw around with my brain and make me think about things. So if you want to tell me anything or ask me anything, you text to this phone number, 33103. This is called a short message service, an SMS. So to the number is 33103. Then you start the message out with the word Mike or Michael, and you tell me anything or ask me anything. And the rule is you can text me anytime, day or night. It doesn't make any difference because I'm constantly reading text messages because I'm constantly doing show prep for the weekend and the weekday program. So that's number one. Number two, for if you want to find a local affiliate, when they carry the program, when they might re-air the program, you want to see the merchandise you can get, you want to look at the social media sites, you want to see the stories we post, you want to do all of that, including the podcast or even listening live, you go to one website. We made it really easy for you. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. MichaelSaysGoHere.com. That's where you go. Now, let me say this about the podcast. And this came up during one of the text messages during the break. Somebody wanted to share the last 2 hours with some friends of theirs. The podcast that you are looking for is The Situation with Michael Brown. We just combine all of the podcasts under the weekday program. So in your search bar, whatever podcast app you're using, look for The Situation with Michael Brown, and that's what you subscribe to or download. Also, follow me on social media, Twitter, X, at Michael Brown USA, Facebook and Instagram, at Michael D. Brown. All of those icons are, again, at MichaelSaysGoHere.com. You know, I occasionally, not so much so since, it's kind of fascinating to me, you know, when you can't have something, you seem to desire it more than when you can have it. And I always love going to either Arizona, and then Nevada. But I loved when I was making trips to California a lot for business because I could always, and there was one particular one that was easy to get into and out of, and that's In-N-Out Burger. And In-N-Out Burger is one of those things that used to be like when you couldn't get Coors beer east of the Mississippi. I'd have friends who would say, hey, you're coming out to New York or you're coming out to D.C. Would you bring us some Coors beer? Well, now Coors Beer is, you know, all distributed everywhere. And now In-N-Out is all, you know, In-N-Out is not only in California and Nevada and Arizona. I think it's in Texas. It's now in Colorado. But I still like an In-N-Out burger occasionally. The chain has been around for, I think, 75 years. They have never closed an outlet once they've opened it. Until last week. And they announced last Sunday that they were closing its restaurant in Oakland, California. Now, the In-N-Out in Oakland was close to the airport, so it drew people traveling. You know, people getting in their rental cars. Oh, there's an In-N-Out burger. Let's stop and grab a burger or something. Or you know, before we go to the airport, let's stop at In-N-Out and get a burger. The parking lot, the drive-thru, always a line. In fact, the chief operating officer, Denny Warnick, of In-N-Out, said this: "This location remains a busy and profitable one for the company, but our top priority must be the safety and well-being of our customers and associates. Despite taking repeated steps to create safer conditions, our customers and associates are regularly victimized by car break-ins, property damage, theft, and armed robberies." Huh. Shazam. Who could have seen that coming? Because when you cut back on policing and cops turn around, just like cockroaches, the criminals move in. So they shut it down. So now we have, you know, Walgreens, we got the CVS's, we got some Targets, some Walmarts. We got some Walmarts closing down. Imagine that. Walmarts, the ubiquitous Walmart closing down because of crime. Now, there was a time when I thought in my brain that we're just hearing more of these stories because that's just something the news covers. But no, you start looking at the actual raw numbers, and the data shows that this is happening more and more often. More places are closing down. More things are being put behind plexiglass. Some CVS's or places you go where you might just buy a pair of socks or underwear, you got to get an associate to come and unlock it to get underwear. Really? I didn't know there was an aftermarket for underwear, but apparently there's a black market for underwear. Crime really is out of control. Now, what's happened in Oakland? Well, they have a progressive city council, and back in 2021, they bowed to all the anti-police activists by limiting the number of the number of police academies for training new officers, freezing 911 surge units. Now, they did boost funding for these putative violence prevention alternatives. But then the federal pandemic money began to shrink, and spending on government worker benefits mushroomed. Between 2019 and 2023, Oakland's spending on public worker retirement benefits rose 42%, $73 million. And their cost for fringe benefits went up 34% by $49 million. So last year, Oakland spent more on government worker benefits than it collected in property and sales tax. So to close a $360 million deficit, they cut back on law enforcement even more. Now, there is causation. There's both correlation and causation here. The unsurprising result, a surge in crime. In Oakland alone, robberies were up 20% over, actually 22%, 22% over the three-year average. Auto burglaries up 23%. Carjackings up 15%. Vehicle theft up 29%. Roughly one of every 30 Oakland residents had a car stolen last year. Let's go back to In-N-Out for a minute. So that same In-N-Out, workers would walk out after their shifts and find their car windows smashed, if they were lucky enough not, you know, to avoid being held up at gunpoint. California businesses pay outrageous taxes. So you combine the outrageous taxes and then the cutbacks in law enforcement, you necessarily have a formula for an increase in crime. And a company that's never shut down an outlet, particularly one that actually is profitable. But there's a trade-off. How much money do you spend on the safety of workers and customers to the point where you're spending more money on that than you're spending on wages, or you're spending on actual inventory or product, you know, hamburger patties or potatoes to make into French fries? So you shut it down. At some point, the progressive left is going to understand that small businesses, or even a large business like In-N-Out, which is not necessarily a small business, they can't afford the crime. And at some point, we're going to have to recognize that it is public policy that is, I won't say wholly the result, or wholly the cause of the increase in crime, but certainly contributes to it to some degree. The question is how much? Well, it's cost at least one In-N-Out outlet, and it's cost all of the people that work there their jobs. Thanks, Oakland, for proving my point that crime is indeed getting out of control in this country. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. What else is out of control?
Major phone carriers make you sign contracts with rigid data plans to trap you into a kind of forced phonogamy. Sounds pretty insecure, if you ask me. At Consumer Cellular, we believe in a more consensual and healthy form of phonogamy, free of contracts and more flexible to your data needs. This way, you stick around not because we force you to with contracts and fees, but because you love our phone plans. Like, ardently love our phone plans. Phonogamously. Consumer Cellular. When Freedom calls, we're here to answer. Call us at 1-888-FREEDOM.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DINOVITE.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DINOVITE for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DINOVITE.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 New Year, New Winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moments at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up, fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Have you heard about no labels? Have you heard that on the news around town? It raises the question of what does it really mean to be a moderate? What does it mean to be a centrist? What does it mean not to be a Democrat or not to be a Republican? What if I told you that maybe we don't understand what centrism really is? Is being a no-labels person. Now, I'll give you the history of no-labels in just a moment. But I know you've heard about it because it's in the news lately. They've been interviewing Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia a lot. They've been interviewing former Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman a lot because they're all part of the no labels group. They're unhappy with Joe Biden. They don't like Donald Trump. They're scared of Bobby Kennedy Jr. So now they're rising up again, hitting the airwaves, trying to convince them that, hey, these are the moderates you're looking for. Are they really? What does it mean to be a moderate in American politics? Have you really thought about that question? You know, I hear from, particularly in a blue state like Colorado, where unaffiliated voters outnumber Republicans and Democrats. And a lot of people that I know that are unaffiliated tell me, well, I'm a moderate. You know, I don't really buy into those Republicans, and the Democrats are a little too crazy for me, too. Is being a moderate, is that really an independent mind that refuses to follow into the orthodoxy of either Republican or the Democratic two-party system? Or, have you thought about this? Is a moderate really just a means of endorsing the status quo? Or have you thought about this? Is being a moderate really just a wolf in sheep's clothing that really is more of a globalist point of view? I made a note of some headlines in some of the websites that I read during show prep. The New York Times: no labels sued by Durst family members claiming a breach of contract. Okay, well, read the story, doesn't really apply, but it shows that some people are pissed off at them. Politico: donors sue no labels over possible third-party presidential ticket. The New Republic: no labels is getting sued. Dean Phillips, he's the congressman from Wisconsin, Minnesota, I forget, who's running on the Democrat ticket against Joe Biden, went out and campaigned in New Hampshire. Phillips' campaign rules out the no labels run. The Minneapolis Star Tribune: Dean Phillips, a no labels presidential ticket would need to include a DeSantis-like person. Wall Street Journal: a conspiracy against no labels. Associated Press: hey, who are no label donors? So let's think about no labels and what does it mean to be a moderate? Because that's what they claim, that we're not Republican, we're not Democrat. So you have to assume that means you're somewhere in the middle, right? The absolute stated mission of the No Labels Party is to advance the interest of the common sense majority. Well, that sounds pretty good, doesn't it? Because you and I deride the lack of common sense in our politics. It just makes common sense that what's going on right now is an invasion at the southern border, and the common sense solution is to seal off that border, to force people to immigrate here legally as opposed to illegally, to stop the cartels. That seems common sense to me. Is it common? Is that common sense? How do we identify common sense? Because after all, my common sense might be your communism. Another common sense is the other guy's nonsense. Well, let's look at the background of No Labels. Where did it come from? It was launched by a woman named Nancy Jacobson. She's a former Democrat National Committee official. No Labels started more than a decade ago. It was a vehicle that was designed to propel Michael Bloomberg, a billionaire from New York, former New York City mayor, to the presidency. When Bloomberg ultimately backed off, then No Labels helped to launch the Problem Solvers Caucus in Congress. Have you heard of the Problem Solvers? You know, we have on our local Fox affiliate in Denver, they have a segment called the Problem Solvers segment. Do you think that's what this group wants to do? It's 63 members. It's a coalition of liberal Republicans and non-communist Democrats. That's how I describe them. And they try to get D.C. institutions to advance major legislation in the name of the, quote, common good. You can go to the website. They list 10 common sense ideas for a common sense majority. Let me take what they have on the website and put it in plain English. Let me put in what a friend of mine described, a former boss of mine, described how I speak. And he said, you know, you just talk in cowboy English. I took it as a great compliment. I made a note of 10 things that the No Labels group wants to accomplish. They want to bring down the debt by bringing down government costs and or increasing taxes. They want to give all Americans access to health care. Access to health care. 3, they want to secure the border at the same time that they create a path to citizenship for the Dreamers or anybody here already illegally. They think that most people can have guns, but dangerous people cannot. They think that every child in the country has a right to a high-quality education. And they believe that energy security means, well, spending more money on the climate crisis hoax. They think that the United States military must protect democracy at home and abroad. They believe that some form of national service could help heal the political divide in this country. They're definitively pro-choice when it comes to abortion. And they think that somehow just magically building more single-family homes is going to make housing more affordable. You know, if you add up those 10 things I just described, the No Labels Party is effectively the Davos, the World Economic Forum, the class of all of those people, fused with some elements of U.S.-centric, neoconservative, and neoliberal political positions. In other words, it's a political organization without any firm principles. How do I say that? Why do I say that? Text the word Michael to 33103. A political organization without political principles. I find that kind of interesting.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-475-0926 now.
Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-475-0926. That's 800-475-0926. What do you have to lose? Call 800-475-0926. Again, 800-475-0926.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Season is open. One Safe Place and Children's Legacy Center are proud to bring you the 37th annual One Safe Place Crab Feed on Saturday, February 3rd at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. It's all-you-can-eat crab and oceans of fun, all while helping provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets are available online at ospshasta.org. Sponsored in part by Sierra Pacific Industries, Redding Rancher Ria, Professional Exterminator, Tri-County Bank, News Channel 7, Results Radio, Stevens Media Group, and this station. For info, visit ospshasta.org.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Riverfront Playhouse presents The Last 5 Years, written and composed by Jason Robert Brown, directed by Lauren Stanfield with musical director Cheyenne Hara. This musical chronicles the 5-year relationship of a couple with a unique narrative perspective of each character revealing their experiences in opposite chronological order. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store, Reading, and at the door. The Last 5 Years, January 26th through February 11th at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by this station and other amazing sponsors.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Yeah.
Hey, welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Great text messages today. I appreciate that. Remember, text the word Mike or Michael. This is the number you use, 33103. We're talking about no labels because it's going to get a lot of attention because there are groups of people that are looking at the two. In fact, some polls say that 70% of American voters, just voters, not likely voters, and I'm not sure what the division is between Democrats and Republicans, but some polls, so this is a very generic statement, some polls show that 70% of American voters don't want either Biden or Trump to be the nominees this year. And it looks like that's exactly what it's going to be. So this group, No Labels, thinks this is an opportunity for them to insert themselves and maybe get somebody on some sort of a coalition ticket of a Democrat and a Republican to be deep and president or vice versa, and that they can somehow win the presidency. I seriously doubt it. Ross Perot got an excess of 20%, but that led to the election of Bill Clinton instead of George H.W. Bush. I don't know that No Labels has the wherewithal, either financially or politically right now, to get on the ballot in all 50 states. Bobby Kennedy Jr., who's running as a true independent, looks like he very well may have a path to getting on the ballot in all 50 states. So there's already an alternative. Bobby Kennedy, I got to know Bobby Kennedy after 9/11 because he headed a group. Not like we really know each other, so don't misconstrue that. But I should say I had to work with Bobby Kennedy a little bit after 9/11 because he was heading a group called the River Keepers that was opposed to the Indian Point nuclear power plant located in Westchester County, New York, just north of Manhattan. They wanted to shut it down. And, of course, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission was opposed to it, and FEMA, we were opposed to it, too. And most New Yorkers were opposed to it. Their electric rates would have skyrocketed. But Bobby Kennedy may have a path to be on the ballot in all 50 states. No Labels may not. But as I said before the break, No Labels really is an organization that doesn't really have any political principles. Let's go back to the Problem Solvers Caucus. Because the voting records of those members show that, well, they supported Obamacare. They supported the multi-trillion-dollar COVID stimulus. They support an endless funding of Ukraine without any real clear mission of how are we going to win in Ukraine. And I bet you they would support whatever the next current thing is. Whatever the next big thing is, they'll latch on to it because they're a political organization without any real political objectives except to win. Think about that. It's like you want to be the quarterback of the winning team, but you really don't have the skills. You don't want to take the time to learn the skills or to have the physique that you need to be a quarterback or the mental capacity you need to have to be a quarterback. You just want to be a quarterback and win. Well, as I always joke, I always wanted to grow up to be a first baseman. Ain't going to happen. Certainly not going to happen now. We are stuck with a government right now that owes more than $34 trillion in debt. And you got a Congress and a White House that already serves to truly embolden the power centers in Wall Street and D.C. at the expense of the rest of the country. As I said to my local audience, maybe last week or the week before, I did a segment about how we're living in and ruled by an oligarchy right now. Well, but Michael, misled the Constitution. We do. And the framers gave us the method by which we can regain control of this country. But right now, it's pretty much controlled by an oligarchy. And that's not because of MAGA, Make America Great Again, those crazy Republicans. It's not because of MAGA or liberty prioritizing outsiders that the country's in the mess that it's in today. It's because of the self-proclaimed centrists and moderates who continue to control the levers of power in American society. If the Democrats and the Marxist wing of the Democrat Party that is now in control, if they truly exercised all of the power right now, we would live in a European socialist-style country, the likes of which you would not like. If we lived in a country that was controlled by those true conservative principles of liberty, freedom, individual liberty and individual freedom, and a free market, and a system of capitalism that is based on morality, we would live in an even more prosperous country than we live in today. And we would have a country where we could truly, in the private sector, really take care of a lot of people that today live their lives dependent solely upon the government. Let's think about Nikki Haley for a moment. Because there's a lot of talk out there that Nikki Haley really ought to be the nominee for the no labels party. That might actually be kind of true, because contrary to the sentiments that are advanced by the fans of Nikki Haley, by her backers, and by the cabal, there really is nothing moderate about Nikki Haley. As I said, when we were talking about the E. Jean Carroll case in the first 2 hours of the program today, I mentioned that Reid Hoffman was her biggest funder. He's the founder of LinkedIn. He was also the one that was funding the legal expenses and the courtroom expenses of E. Jean Carroll in her lawsuit against Donald Trump. And he has stated, I'm just paraphrasing it now, but he has stated that he will fund anything to defeat Donald Trump. That's the biggest backer of Nikki Haley. So I think Americans have kind of been effectively psyoped into believing that the likes of Nikki Haley and the likes of No Labels are moderate actors and not members of the so-called Common Sense Club that already runs the show today. That's who the oligarchy that I talk about running the country, they're the people that claim that they have the common sense and they're running the show. Look around you. How's the show working out for you? How is this entire psyop show that we're living in right now, how's that working out for you? You see, I sincerely believe that conservatives / libertarians like me, and maybe I'm a part of the problem, have failed to concisely and in language understood by common Americans understand that our vision of how to run the country, our vision of economic prosperity and how you gain that through free markets and a moral-based capitalist system and a limited government is the best way to live. You look at the American world order post-World War II and the prosperity that brought and the changes that brought in terms of economic rights and civil rights and everything else. It's amazing the progress we've made. And now we begin to slide backwards. We're in the hole now because our institutions already follow the No Labels agenda, plus or minus a few tax cuts here or there. And a continuing commitment to the climate hoax. The agenda that the No Labels group and the common sense groups and coalitions in Congress that they follow now is going to result in the continued exponential growth of government. And with the growth of government comes what? A more authoritarian political environment. I often describe to my local audience that there's this veil of tyranny dropping across the entire world right now. And a lot of that is because the World Economic Forum, the Davos crowd that just finished last week in Davos talking about all the different ways that they could improve society by imposing, you know, digital currency, by, you know, spending more trillions and trillions of more on the climate hoax. That kind of centrism, that's the last thing we need in this country. It would be more of the same, and that would be a ticket to further American decline. In other words, we need a radical, different approach. And I think conservatism / libertarianism provides that approach, but we've got to get out of our own way. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Is another 2008 financial crisis looming? This is Kevin DeMeritt for Lear Capital. Just listen to the news. Numbers don't lie. Personal debt is at record highs. Corporate bankruptcies are soaring. Just the interest on our debt will hit $1 trillion this year. Then you have central banks buying record amounts of gold to protect their own assets. They see what's coming and it's a no-brainer. Maybe it's time for you to do the same. Move some of your paper assets into gold because they can't print more gold. It's easy to buy, easy to sell, and it's never been worth zero.
Folks, Kevin DeMeritt's been spot on about the economy and gold. Call Lear Capital today at 1-800-927-2400 for your free gold investor kit and their 2024 special report, Rising Debt, Rising Gold. Mention the Glenn Beck Show and you'll also get free shipping on your first order. Call 1-800-927-2400. That's 800-927-2400. 1-800-927-2400.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Welcome to the Queen of Dragons Dispensary, your ultimate destination for top-notch cannabis experiences. Conveniently located at 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard, Shasta Lake, our locally owned and operated dispensary takes pride in providing you with the best in price, value, and safety. Rest easy knowing that all of our products are rigorously tested for your peace of mind. We champion medical freedom, empowering you to choose what's right for you. Unbelievable value for unbeatable quality. For exclusive deals and exciting updates, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Queen Dragons or visit www.queenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons Dispensary, where the fire of quality meets the freedom of choice. Backed by popular demand, fresh and local flower powered by Pinnacle, Shasta County's premier local cultivator. Package fresh and daily with a wide variety and best prices and deals in town. And they can package larger sizes and quantities on site. Available only at the Queen of Dragons Dispensary. Winter hours are Monday through Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. and they deliver. 530-276-9771.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
shall we do about them?
Welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you. I always want to close out every segment of the program with telling you how much I appreciate the audience and how much I appreciate all of you listening to the weekend. And I'd appreciate if you'd, you know, share the news about this program and let other people know. Today in particular, I kind of worried about today's program because I spent an inordinate amount of time talking about Jean Carroll and this lawsuit against Donald Trump. But apparently it worked based on the text messages. So I want to say thank you to all of you that listen and download the podcast and share the podcast, follow me on Twitter and all of that. I really do appreciate it. Most hosts fail, I think, to tell you how much we appreciate you listening to us, and I do. I want to spend this last segment with some audio because there's so much that happens during the week that on the weekend, it's kind of fun to go back and listen to some of the really stupid stuff that was done. This first one is former Senator Granholm. She was a senator, Michigan. She was a senator from Michigan. She's now the Secretary of Energy. She was on CNBC, and they were talking about fossil fuels. And you know, I've got a really bugaboo about fossil fuels. The President of the United States has done something with liquid natural gas that infuriates me, which I'll tell you about in just a second. But listen to this.
And that harkens back to President Biden's campaign vow to put the fossil fuel business out of business. And he said that, read my lips. We will put fossil fuels out of business.
I did not hear him say that. I think the president recognizes, as we all do, that there could be a managed transition, that fossil fuels are not going away in the immediate. That is why the focus that the U.S. has been such a leader in making sure that
How long do you think, Madam Secretary? Just give me an outside. Do you think it's 50 years or do you think it's 5 years? Because if you're pausing now, it assumes that we're going to be able to transition in like 5 or 10 years. There are people that say it's going to be at least 50 years for the global economy to be able to operate. It can't operate without fossil fuels. You can't get fossil fuels without infrastructure.
We are working every day at the Department of Energy to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
He did. Remember, the background was the Statue of Liberty. And he was campaigning back in 2015, and he leaned over and told that little girl, I promise you, we are going to kill fossil fuels. And he's trying to do it. He announced this past week that he was shutting off the distribution of liquid natural gas to Europe. Now, this is going to cost people in Louisiana and Texas their jobs. And more importantly, well, I shouldn't say more importantly, because the jobs are important. But the reason for it is absurd. Liquid natural gas is one of the cleanest fossil fuels on the face of the earth. It has very little greenhouse gas emission. And, of course, it's also going to be a big win to Russia. The source, one of the largest sources of natural gas for Europe. So the Biden climate advisor, who's all in, of course, on stopping the exporting of liquid natural gas to Europe, is ask about that.
What assurances on U.S. LNG can you give allies? And second, can you just also just respond to the criticism we've heard today, particularly from the industry, that essentially the administration has handed a win to Russia?
Look, we have, I think, beat expectations in terms of our the speed and alacrity with which we've moved to be a forceful ally to folks facing down energy challenges, especially our partners in Europe. Just to rewind, in the right after the invasion, the Russian invasion, the U.S. and the EU got together. We launched a task force to focus on energy security. And what that looked at was short-term needs, medium-term, and long-term.
In other words, I don't have a clue what I'm talking about, but I know we just shut off liquid natural gas to Europe, and we had a task force back when the Ukraine-Russia war started, and we had a meeting. We had a meeting. Okay, Mr. Bucko, Mr. Smarty Pants, and what are the results of any of those meetings? You know, what's going to happen is that they're going to have to depend more now on Russia for natural gas to heat their homes and power their industries because we just shut it off. And he can't describe why.
Can you share the amount of greenhouse gas emissions that this rule would cut in the short term? Can you detail that in any specific way for people to understand?
If you haven't had lunch, here's your word salad of the day.
That's a really, I think that's part of what this review is all about, is to understand what are the implications of LNG. We've started to learn more about leakage rates at different parts of the supply chain, upstream, midstream, downstream. We've started to learn a lot about what happens to LNG as it's chilled and then shipped overseas. We're also seeing major shifts in the demand for this product. What is it backing out on the other end? You think about a lot of our allies and partners who use that LNG today actually are on a trajectory to back out that demand, to replace it with things like clean energy and energy efficiency. So this will take all of those factors in and hopefully produce an answer that helps us answer this this really important question.
I love those kinds of sound bites. He has no clue what he's talking about. Just confronted by a simple question. How exactly does this help Europe? Well, we'll be in a task force. Thanks for tuning in to the Beacon with Michael Brown. Always glad to have you with me. Remember, you can always text the word Mike or Michael to 33103.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement, adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's DynaVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.